This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أيها الإخوة السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, peace and blessings on His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After greeting you brothers and sisters, I thought I should clarify because there's much confusion out there, although I've seen some statements from various quarters abroad and in this country on the issue of Salatul Eid for this present Eid al-Fitr in this COVID season in the UK. Brothers and sisters, first and foremost, Salatul Eid is, of course, one of the signs of believers. The Prophet ﷺ established it, on Eid days. In the mornings, and it is an extra prayer. It is two rakahs without any rakahs before it or after it, doesn't have an adhan and doesn't have an iqamah. And it is the constant practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do that. From that, of course, we have various opinion on whether it's obligatory or where it is highly recommended. Hanafiya are of the opinion that Salatul Eid is wajib, which means it's obligatory, but they're in the minority in this regard, and with the greatest respect to the Hanafiya, the majority opinion is, in my opinion, the best opinion, that is Sunnah Mu'akkada, as Shafi'iyya and Malikiyya say. Hanabila say it is Fardu Kifaya, a bit like Salatul Janazah, that it needs to be held, but if some people attend, it basically compensates for everybody and they're not found sinful. But anyway, Sunnah Mu'akkada, highly recommended, is the majority opinion. That's in normal situations when Salatul Eid is held, of course. So keeping that in mind, in COVID season, let's be clear, in the present situation and the lockdown that we're in the UK, there will be no Salatul Eid being held either in the masjid or in the parks or anywhere else in a public sense. I was shocked to find out that despite our situation, that there were some people, alhamdulillah only a few, but the odd mosque, were still pushing the council and trying to get support from others to try and push the council to allow Muslims to hold an Eid prayer in this particular infectious situation. The mind boggles why people still think like this, and it's very upsetting and frustrating, because sometimes these few imams and people who are their followers think that perhaps they're being more religious than the other imams and scholars who are saying not the same thing as they're saying. But it's not the same Sharia, the lawgiver, Allah and His Messenger, who are telling us about establishing Salatul Eid, is the same lawgiver, Allah and His Messenger, Allah's Messenger, making it clear that in this situation, it requires fayamkus fi baladi, as the hadith mentioned about the epidemic coming, and about the believers, it is a mercy to them, yeah. For the one who stays in their land, and this staying, yamkus, this muks, isolation, can be within the same land, staying isolated in the lockdown situation, in our homes as well, to reduce the spread in that land where the epidemic and the infection is. So it's included in the meaning of the hadith, brothers and sisters, to be able to get the rewards. Having sabr With respecting reward from Allah, and knowing that the infection, of course, can only happen to anyone by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all true. But it seems that some people have taken part of another hadith and take the beginning and forget the end of it. And often people from the religious quarter misquote the hadith. And that hadith is authentic. It begins with the Prophet saying, La adwa, there's no such thing as infection. Wala tayra, and there's no bad omens. But the Prophet ﷺ doesn't mean by that he's rejecting infection, because all the other hadith he mentions clearly are showing you there is such a thing, infection. What he means by it, infection only happens to somebody by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the part, the end of the hadith says, فَفِرُّ مِنَ الْمَجْذُومِ كَمَا تَفِرُّ مِنَ الْأَسَدِ. Then run away from the leper, meaning the infected person. You can take it wider from the leper, the infected person, like you run away from the lion. Why? Because of infection. And so real understanding, there should be no surprise as to why we're not holding Eid prayer, which is the best sunnah mu'akkada as a community. We're already not holding fard prayers. Yeah, we're not holding Salatul Jum'ah, which is fard, clearly, in the masajid already. So that's the first thing. So what do we do, and do we do anything in its place? And here various opinions came. In some have mentioned, and this is often the case, that you find very popular hadith being batted around, and often by imams, because they haven't really taken the time to double check and triple check. And one of these famous hadith is about Yawmul Ja'izah, that the Eid day. It's a longer hadith which mentions on the lines of, on this day, the angels, when you're going to Eid prayer, the angels stand at every doorway to every road that's going towards Eid prayer, telling you to go forward and go and get your rewards to the believers who've been fasting. And the hadith mentions in it about that you were ordered to fast and you fasted, you were ordered to stand in the night and pray, and you fulfilled that order, and how it's announced after Eid prayer that it's announced that Allah has forgiven you. Allah has forgiven you, and that go back rightly guided with this good news on this day of gathering rewards. This hadith is famous, and some imams have quoted it. In fact, some use this hadith to actually say, as though the believers were going to be bereft and deprived of their rewards because they're not getting Eid prayer. Until we do Eid prayer, and you can, and they're read into that, the impression is that you don't get the reward from this Eid until you've done Eid prayer. This is not the case, brothers and sisters. Our acceptance of our rewards for fasting and for staying up in the night and prayer and Laylatul Qadr are not dependent on Eid prayer. There are separate issues. There are separate issues. How sad it would be to say the community, there's no Eid prayer going to be held, so all your fasting and all your night prayers at night and Laylatul Qadr has been cancelled. Astaghfirullah. This is nonsense. This hadith actually is not only da'if, so that people can use it, and some people think that, well, it's got two or three chains and they can support it. It is not da'if. It is munkar. It is a rejected hadith, very, very weak, or as others have said from the muhaddithin, it is fabricated. So this hadith should not be used as any kind of evidence. So nevertheless, what can we do? Hanafiya, who are in the majority, with great respect, the Hanafis have no qada. If you miss Eid prayer, and we're going to in this situation, you do not do any qada of Eid prayer as an individual or in a jama'ah, which is fine. But the majority, by far the majority, went down the road, and that's the Shafi'i and Hanabila included, went down the road of, it is fine to do two rakahs if you miss Eid prayer for whatever reason, and we're missing it for a very serious reason, but not in this season, even other times, it is fine to do two rakahs at home. two rakats at home on the same day, or it can be done even on the next day. It can be done any time, actually. Or some said do it before Zawal of the same day. Malikiya, for example, of that opinion. And that's all fine to do two rakats, but I don't say it is highly recommended. And if you don't do it, even if you say it's mustahab, as some do, recommended for you to do two rakats at home with your family or individually, that means if you don't do it, there's no sin. I believe personally that the best opinion, it is allowed for you to do that. Yeah, if you want to, you have the choice. Like for any other sunnah that you miss from your salah, sunnah mu'akkada, the two before Fajr, for example, if you miss them at two after Dhuhr or the two after Maghrib, if you miss them for some reason, you can do them. You have a choice to do them later on. But it is not obligatory for you to do and not recommended for you. So it's not sinful in any way, brothers and sisters, if you don't do two rak'ahs at home. And also, although it is mentioned, it is authentic for Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, actually, that he would say do four rak'ahs. But that's one opinion. Majority of the Salaf did not agree with that. And it's interesting, in this issue, Hanafiya often follow Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, but in this issue, they did not follow Abdullah ibn Mas'ud because they say there's no qada. You don't do any rak'ahs at home. And I heard some Hanafi imams saying, therefore, do two or four nawafil shukrana. Well, there's no need for that, because why are you doing them on Eid day? Why are we creating something new? There's nothing from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nothing from the Quran, nothing from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, actually, and hence there's been these difference of opinions. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, if you miss Eid prayer, then go and do two rakats, you can do it. Because there's nothing directly, then ijtihad came in and people give. So, and it's interesting, as some ulama mentioned, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say to the women, stay at home and you can do. And nobody I've heard that said, stay at home, the women should be doing two rakats for Eid prayer, especially the Hanafiya. Many of our masajid, they don't even have a place for the women to do Eid prayer, which is contrary to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who actually ordered the women, even on who are menstruation, young and old women, to come to the Eid prayer, to join in and listen to the takbirat, even if the menstruating women weren't going to join in the salah, of course. But, you know, nobody tells them, the women who are not coming to Eid, but they have to do two rakats at home. So the same situation here. We shouldn't invent now something new and say, well, you should do two or four rakats, men and women at home, to make up for the Eid prayer that's not taking place. So I believe in conclusion, the best opinion in regards to this is it is fine, those who are going to do two rakats at home, do them any time after the sun has risen, 15-20 minutes after the sun has risen, like the time of Salatul Duha, do the two rakats. You can do it as a family, you can do it individually, as you can sunnah and nawafil anyway. No need to do four rakats. If somebody does four rakats following Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, which is authentic to him, there's no big deal with it again, brothers and sisters. And if somebody doesn't do these two rakats, let me repeat again, there's no sin. Your rewards for Ramadan and fasting have not been cancelled. Your Laylatul Qadr ibadat have not been cancelled. Eid has not been cancelled because you didn't do the two rakats. Let's be very clear about that, brothers and sisters. As far as takbirat is concerned, which is sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَيْتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلَيْتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So complete the fasting period. Yeah, this is for those who fasted, for those who couldn't out of illness, those who paid fidya, it's counted as though you fasted. For those who couldn't, for being in the front line, it's as though you, the month of Ramadan wasn't cancelled for you. So complete that period and mention Allah's greatness. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Meaning on Eid, on the day of Eid. وَلَتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Yeah, so because Allah has guided you. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that perhaps that you may be grateful. Perhaps you may be grateful. So various, actually takbirat are not for all the day of Eid. Reality is, Some scholars said, and I'm from the Sahaba, I'm from the earlier scholars, they had opinion of whether it starts on the night before Eid, once the new moon has been seen for Eid. So you can start your takbirat from then, done any time, not just after Salah. And the others said it starts from the morning after Fajr prayer on the way to Eid prayer, as it were, and finishes with Eid prayer once the Imam arrives. So we can do either of those, starting the night before, starting in the morning, until the sort of time of Duha prayer, whether you do the two rakahs, whether you don't do the two rakahs. That's what I have to say on this. I hope the things are clear from this. The idea is that to realize that there are differences of opinion, and I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us and accepts our fast and accepts our ibadat and our qiyam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the day of Eid a day of forgiveness, a day of acceptance for us of everything, and keep us enlightened. Keep us enlightened, keep us close to him for the coming year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove our difficulties from us. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha lakum innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.